USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And the pick is officially in. President Joe Biden nominated Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson yesterday for the U.S. Supreme Court. Jackson says she hopes she could be an inspiration for the future.
And if I'm fortunate enough to be confirmed as the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, I can only hope that my life, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law will inspire future generations.
Authorities seized more than $3 million in methamphetamines hidden amongst a shipment of onions during a tractor-trailer's inspection at a federal facility in San Diego. A canine unit for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection alerted the police, and officers found 1,200 small packages of meth. The 46-year-old driver was a Mexican migrant and has been arrested for the alleged narcotic smuggling attempt. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The CDC is relaxing its guidelines again, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The CDC is relaxing its mask guidance for communities at low risk of COVID-19 transmission. At a briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the coronavirus pandemic is over in the United States.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. There are still immunocompromised populations, but what we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are where COVID is not disrupting our daily lives.
About 65% of the American population is fully vaccinated. Over 93 million Americans are boosted.
And in Ukraine, almost 200 Ukrainians have died since Russia launched its attack earlier this week, according to the country's health minister, who also said 33 of them were children and over 1,000 have been wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
Former Democratic presidential candidate and Hawaii Senator Tulsi Gabbard was invited to the Conservative Political Action Conference, and she believes there are many ways that Republicans and Democrats can start to work together to find common ground.
As long as we're committed to this foundation of freedom that's enshrined in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, we can recognize our differences and work together based on that common ground. Coming from that common foundation of freedom, we can overcome the great obstacles and challenges that we face. But if we are not committed to this freedom that is so clearly spelled out in the Bill of Rights, we are doomed to fail as a country.
Speakers expected to hit the podium today include Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, Senator Rick Scott, Representative Jim Jordan, and former President Donald Trump. Major League Baseball has now canceled three more days of spring training, stating the earliest Cactus or Grapefruit League play would start on March 8th. The new calendar is contingent on Major League Baseball and the Players Association coming to terms with the new collective bargaining agreement by the league-imposed deadline on Monday. Without an agreement, additional spring training games will be canceled, as will regular season games. Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke with Union Chief Tony Clark about how the sides can move the process forward in order to avoid cancellation of opening day on March 31st. Players in attendance included Max Scherzer, Andrew Miller, and Zach Britton. Enjoy your weekend. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.